Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to have a wonderful Saturday night program. And this is Creation Light Ship Healing. The website is creationlightship.com. And this is what Jesus was referring to 2,000 years ago as far as the light ship as Father. So if you're a Bible study person, just take the word Father out of the Bible and put in Creation Light Ship. So he was here doing the teachings for ascension 2,000 years ago, and those teachings were basically to take away your sins. So what does that mean? That means that he was working with the light ship to take away your genetic predisposition on life, which is why your spirit at that time, or people's spirits, could not come fully into their body for ascension. So this is why he came. Very simple, very easy to understand. The light ship is here now to do the same process if you choose to do the ascension. So it's up to you. We'll go to the light ship probably in about 5 minutes here. And the light ship, if you're able to see, feel energies, you'll definitely feel them. If you don't feel them at all, that's perfectly normal. Typically, men can feel about 1%. Women are about 50-50. So if you're in the group that can feel, wonderful. If you can't, this is working anyway for you. You want to request healing. Maybe pick one or two things that you'd like to have worked on. We'll be in the light ship for probably around 15 minutes. And this is a wonderful event to experience. We do this every Saturday night. And this will only work live when you're listening to the program live. It will not work on the archives. And the reason why it won't is because of alien ET abductions. I don't want anybody thinking they can go there by putting their consciousness out there and mind energy. And I don't want you to be abducted, which is still going on daily. I do healings on people daily about this situation. This is why on the website we have the alien attack removal, $30 a month, and you can have some relief from that. So, see if our co-host is on, Sylvia. You out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. We got off to a little slow start, but we're here now, and we welcome you to the show tonight. And ask that if you'd like to communicate with us, you're welcome to. You can do that in one of two ways. You can go on the fast chat and type in any kind of question you have for Ron about the Creation Light Ship or your healing request. So go ahead and do that if you like. And then after we come back from the Light Ship healing, then you can go ahead and give us a call, and I'll give the number out at that time. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's first get everybody heart-centered here. And remember, you want to drop your awakening consciousness, what you think within your head, and that should be in your heart. Very, very simple. And when you're in your heart, you can never have a negative thought because the light does not know anything about negative thoughts. Only your mind does. So here we go. This I do on every one of these BBS programs. We have a lot of archives out there, I believe, since the end of 2006. So if you want to listen to the previous shows, be my guest, go on the archives, and you can get your feet wet. And for most people, it takes about a half a dozen shows to finally understand what we're talking about, because the mind energy has been so corrupted here, and the brainwashing, mind control, etc. But after you hear about six shows, you catch on to what we're talking about. So here we go. We're going to drop you down from the mind, between the thoughts between your ears, we'll say, into your heart. And I always count from 10 down to 1. It's a very simple process. This you should be doing daily. So just feel the energy as it moves. And this will open up, if you would, that channel. Once it's opened up for you, it's very easy to do. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you're actually forcing this mind energy that you think with into your heart. And your spirit's helping to do that. Everything that we do with the light ship and yourself as far as healings is done with your own spirit. Okay, so here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So I'd like everybody to think a thought right now, and instead of being between your ears, it should be in your heart center. And for those people who are hearing this for the first time, as that happens to you, as you think your thought and it's not in your head, and you feel it in your body, and you go, wow, what a difference that is. And now try to get a negative thought coming up, and you will find out that the light doesn't deal with negative thought. The light never created darkness, and so naturally that will not exist. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. Like I said, this will not work on the archives. It will only work live, but you can bring up animals and pets if you wish, if you have a garden, flowers that you like around your house, or anything like that, trees, plants, by all means, they'll come up, but you cannot bring other people. So here we go. On a count of five, as we go to the light ship, and you may feel the energy around you change. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, and we're there. Remember, I said women normally about 50-50 who can feel. Men are about 1 in 100. So if you don't feel anything, it's working anyway. So we're going into the first room, and all the healings are between you and the light beam doctors. The doctor teams typically are males, and there are normally three per team. The reason why the females don't do the work is because they're actually doing much more probably than the males are. They're interfacing you to the males and telling the males what to do. So there we go. So you women out there are probably smiling now. But here we go. So we're going to go into the first room here. And the healing is between you and the light being doctors, like I probably mentioned here. So we're going to go into the hot tub room first. We all have our own hot tub. This is used to detoxify your body. And right now we're in a different type of gel. This is very, very thick. You might feel it around your skin. And this color is orange, so this will help to do a detox on you here. We'll be in many rooms at one time. I can only see one room at one time, which I'll bring forth here. We're going into the room, which is for pain release. If you have any physical pain in your body, you know, definitely request a healing. I'd say request maybe one or two things maximum in the short amount of time here. And request over again maybe every minute or so. Remember, the light only sees you in the present moment. And after that present moment is over, if you haven't had a healing or if you had one, they assume that what you had is correct and fine. So they'll never go against your free will. They'll never overheal you. Okay? So here we go. We're in the pain release room. Here comes the pain release energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So we're going to go to another room. This is the room that has green energy. Here it comes. And again, I'll count to 10. One, I have to command the energy. That's why I count or say stronger. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're in this room now. Now let's go into the room where they actually work with our energetics as far as our endocrine gland system. So we're in this room now. Here comes the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to go into another room. We'll do a little tour of the light ship. That came up here from somebody on the fast chat. So here we go. We're going to first go into the room where they have trees. So let's enjoy this process here. Here's the tree energy. Again, ask for healings. We'll go into another room. We'll go into the food court. This is where the light beings who do eat. Remember, there's beings that look like you up there, and they do eat. These light beings have not been incarnated yet. When they do leave the light ship, then they're like yourself, and they go through the universe of light to different locations. And that's up to you as far as how long you want to be on a certain planet, we'll just say. And, you know, normally you have one incarnation. Let me repeat that. You only have one incarnation. So if the life form that you're in happens to die in 10 years, then you're out of that incarnation. If it lives for, you know, maybe 1,000 years, you're in it for 1,000 years too. But you're at free choice for what you want to do. So here we go. And if you want to leave, you can. Not like it is here. So here we go. We're going into another location. Let's go into the room that has the purple energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Again, just request healings. We're going to be in a room where they work with our bones, the skeleton system, and joints. So again, request healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going into another location. We're going to where the dolphins are. And if you wish to put your hands out in front of yourself, don't be shy. Put your hands out, and you're probably going to feel the dolphin energy right now on the palm of your hand. So here we go. So I'll count to 10. We're in this room. Then I'll put some music on for everybody so you can actually experience this here and some love and peace energy. So here we go. In the room, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just enjoy being with the dolphins here. You're swimming with them. And again, you know, request your healing. Like deer, we'll go into the deer room. Remember, these beings are like we have here. There's other life forms that I could describe, but you'd never understand what they look like. So let's go into the room where the bees are. So again, these are big bumblebees. We can ride on them. It's like you're going to Disneyland, and you're going to feel their fur. So have fun. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we do this on our conference calls, Mondays and Friday nights, for only $20 for a one-hour lightship healing. Remember, request your healing now. It's up to you to do that. The light always sees you in pure divine perfection. You must ask for a healing. Location, and let's go into a room where they have the beautiful golden waterfall. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And for those of you who like whale energy, we'll go into the room where they have the golden whales. We'll swim with the golden whales. And again, if you wish to put your hands out in front of you to actually feel their energy, you will. So here we go. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Call the penthouse. This is on the top of the lightship, and we're like in a large bubble area, and we can breathe perfectly fine. There's comfortable chairs, maybe like recliners that we can be in here, and we can look up and ask for a star healing. Now, these are real stars created by the light, I like the ones that we have here that may not be stars themselves. They might just be a fabrication that the dark side has allowed us to see, okay? So remember I mentioned the person in New York that I was talking to who was very credible, and he said that one day he was driving over a bridge and he looked up, and for about 20 seconds in the bright daylight, they saw a hole which was all dark with stars. So what does that tell you? Maybe we're just seeing artificial stuff around us here that's not real. So, and then it got closed up. So anyway, here's the stars from the penthouse. So bring them into us here for healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Yeah, I probably saw a glitch here in the Matrix program that we're living under. Remember, we're heavily mind-controlled here by the darkness. And you all know that. That's why you don't have clear thoughts every day. So here we go. Let's go into another location. Let's go into where the masters are. So these are three beings that we know about here. And we'll call them the three M's. So Archangel Michael, Metatron, and Melchizedek. So if you have any kind of inkling about these beings, here they are. You might feel their energy. Here they come. So one, this is all heart-centered energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Energy here in one of the rooms. This is the energy of Jesus. So here he comes. So this will be his teaching energy. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. These are all heart-based energies. If you're trying to locate them in your head or analyze them, it will not work. Bring in the energy of Jesus that was here to do the humanitarian mission. And this will be the energy of what we know now as Princess Diana, but it won't be her energy as it was here on this planet. It will be her spiritual energy. So here's the energy of this being coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Bring in my energy as the healer in Jesus. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Your healings, and now we're going to go to another location. We'll go into where the Lightship Choir is here, and here comes this energy wonderful music. You might be able to hear it. If not, just feel the vibrations flowing through your body. Remember, you're there physically, just like you're here physically. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Back, go into the room where Jesus is. We'll have him bring in the energy of compassion and forgiveness for everybody. And this is all heart energy. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. On the fast chat, then we'll come back. So the last room we'll go into is where they have peacocks. So here comes the peacock energy. Remember, these are conscious beings on the light ship to help you do healing. So request your healing. Here comes the peacock energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey everybody, we're going to come back from the light ship. So I'll count to five as we come down. Just kind of feel how your energy feels, how your body's responding to it. We're thanking the light being doctors for working with us right now. Remember, the healing are between you and the light being doctors. So we're coming down here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everyone. We're back. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Oh, yes. So, wow, that was wonderful. See, we have some really nice comments on the fast chat, and then my fast chat just blinked out. So, okay, here it's back again. Everett, great comment, says, whoa, my chest is pulsing. So I'm sure everyone was feeling that beautiful heart energy and the forgiveness and compassion and healing and humanitarian energy and all those beautiful healings on a light ship. So that's just fantastic to experience, and it's really great if you can experience that regularly, like throughout the week, because then it's kind of like, you know, you change your reality that way. You know, they talk about if you want to, you know, be successful, hang around with successful people. And if you want to be, you know, full of that divine energy and really, you know, get back to your pure spirit energy and your spiritual integrity, being on the light ship can just really give you that feeling, and that, you know, kind of regularly being immersed in that energy and being out of time and in that present moment, it just helps you to stay in that space throughout the week and not get thrown off by all of the mind energy here or other people's energy and that kind of thing. So, Ron, you want to just mention for people, I know you have usually three conference calls every week, plus the special ones in addition to that each month. So for those that just really want to be with the lightship kind of on a continuous basis, can you talk about what they can do for that?
Yeah, so we have lightship healings Mondays and Fridays. It starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, 1 hour in length, and we go to the lightship for physical healings. And then if you can't do that, those are $20, okay, a piece. We have a special on the website if you want to get on that as a frequent flyer. But if you can't get on the two nights and you wish to be in the lightship energy, then a lot of people come on the Wednesday night call, and we do water charging. So we have lightship healing for about a half an hour, and then after that we do water charging for, it's probably about 40 minutes typically. And you have a container of water that you can have each day of the week. That's activated by the lightship when you drink your water. So you have one container. Normally people will get probably half a gallon to a gallon of it. And if you have extra water, then you can put it in your bath water or put it on your skin for that same day. But each day is different because you're changing each day. So that's for people who only come on once a week. And just a wonderful way to be with the lightship. What we're doing right now, we're having our 8-hour call. We're doing three consecutive back-to-back Sundays, 8-hour conference call that'll be starting tomorrow. And this gets rid of and helps you get rid of a lot of these alien, extraterrestrial type of invisible, energetic, parasitic life forms. So if you want to know what it's about and you're kind of curious and you go, what is Ron talking about? We have two wonderful archives on BBS Radio. The first one would be 11:30:07. It's quite a while ago, okay? And we have one at 10:10:08, okay? So both of those dates, we have taken out a lot of these parasitic life forms. The people who have been on these calls previously over the last few months, a lot of them are getting much better. And you start realizing that you have stuff inside of you that shouldn't be there, that's robbing your own personal energy from you. So it's almost a must for everybody on this planet to get away from the alien attack energies. And you're in the quarantine room. Remember, you cannot go to the light ship. If the light ship saw darkness coming into it, it'd be terminated. Zapped, and it's gone, okay? The light has to be light. And so you're in quarantine outside of the light ship. And what that means is that the light ship goes out to the dark side universes and finds the bits and pieces and parts of you that the dark side has taken. So they go into the dark side universes and try to find the parts of you that, you know, is not whole and complete with you. This includes your body parts and your spirit parts. And that gets pretty disconcerting as you start to see and understand what's happening to yourself. I won't go into it too much. It's not that it's gross. It's just that you may not fully comprehend it. They may think that I'm talking about doom and gloom, which I'm not. But remember, there's always a solution. And whenever you hear a question, there's an answer in that question. Well, this is the answer to the question of why you're having physical problems in your body. And it's because of these alien life forms that have attached to you. And this is basically it. The call for yourself for the 8-hour conference call, the price on that is $200. And that's also included, you get the free 4-hour ascension call, which will be on the second Saturday of next month. So you have 28 hours of healing for $200. And if you want to have healing, that's the way to do it. It's very wonderful. And it gets rid of these things that you know nothing about, but you feel better afterwards. So this is about all I can say is to get on these calls. Also, you may want to get on and do your alien abduction barcode. That's one if you feel like you have been up on ships, we'll say, against your free will, which probably most people have. And unless you're out there saying you want to be abducted and be played with and taken apart and experimented with, which I don't think most people want to do. But, you know, also what you want to have done for better health, if you're 30 years of age or older typically, maybe even younger, but at least if you're 30, you want to do your alien death barcode. It's a must. Because remember, you have a natal chart. That's the mind control of the planets, okay? There's a consciousness out there that's controlling you. This is your astrology. And the planet's astrology and everything else. So this is all controlling you, and you can get rid of when they have programmed you to die. Most people have 3 alien death barcodes. Some people have had more, but each one takes about 2 hours to complete, and you must do it consecutively. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So if you're interested in having healing, come on the call tomorrow. The time is 10 o'clock. Pacific Standard Time, and it's an 8-hour conference call. You can go to the website and pay for it, or just maybe send me an email. I'll be checking out emails about an hour before we actually go on the conference call. So, back to you, Sylvia.
You know, as you were talking about these this month of healings that's coming up and talking about the price, and usually I don't get into that, but I just was realizing that's about $7 an hour, and that doesn't even include the time not on the calls, in between the calls, where each person is on the light ship continuously for healing. So that's pretty remarkable. And thank you from the bottom of my heart for making that available to people, because it's, you know, really, really helpful for them in their progress. So that's great, and we actually have some wonderful testimonials in from last month's healings, and we'll get into that in just a couple of minutes. But I wanted to go back to something that you were talking about the water, because I don't think that's emphasized enough. Maybe people don't really understand just how incredibly beneficial that light ship water is, because what's actually happening is that the light beings are working with each person individually when they're holding their container of water and putting in the light codes and whatever else that person needs for their specific body for that specific day. So as you're drinking this, if you can drink that every single day, you're always getting what you need in the moment specifically for you. So can you talk a little bit more about the water and some of the results that people have had from that?
Yeah, boy, there's a lot. You can have people say that they water their plants with it. So we'll just talk about going on the website and doing the water activation there. Naturally, you can come on the Wednesday calls also, but we'll just talk about the website, the water activation. So people program the water. There's a drop-down box there. There's a lot on there, and you can go on and do water charging for your plants. You can also do light force water. You can put different colors in it if you wish. You can request healing. And the light beings will give you what you need right this very second for healing properties. So you want to, you know, go on there and get your water charged. There's just so much that happens. And, yeah, we don't talk about it that much, but remember, you drink water. And I can mention a long time ago, I'd say probably about 3.5 years ago, a lady, I believe it was a lady, did some water charging on our Wednesday night calls. And what she mentioned was, she said, gee, this one day, first of all, she had sealed containers. So that's the first thing. She bought store-bought spring water. And she goes, yeah, all my containers had bubbles in it after the water charging. Now, this is not uncommon. This is probably, I'd say, at least half the people that have had emails with mention about having, you know, bubbles come into the water instantly. So one of her days, she had a bubble on the bottom of the water container. This is from an email, about the size of a quarter. So that really amazed her. And when she poured her glass of water, that same bubble appeared in the bottom of her glass of water. And then it also happened for each other glass that she had, that she had drank that day. So that was quite something. But the water charging is just so nice. If you wish to get more than like maybe a gallon of water, I think it's $2. Otherwise, it's $1 to charge water up. And then we have a special event if you wish to do that, which runs, I think it's $70 for the month for water charging. And you can get unlimited amounts. So I would recommend having water charging. By all means, if you can come on the call tomorrow in the 8 hours, this is for like a physical body rejuvenation. We work with your body systems, the skeleton, the nervous system, your hormones, all different types of things, your blood. And so, you know, this is it because it gets these aliens out of you, okay? And we don't know about that they're in us until they get released. And like I have said on many of the programs, after people have been on a couple of these calls and become more aware of what's inside of them and what got released. So you don't know where you are until you have a healing, okay? You don't know how bad off you are until you start feeling better. And all of a sudden, people decide not to do hugs a lot and not to do handshakes because those energetic alien life forms are body hopping. And so once you're on a couple of these calls, you start to realize that you want to keep your body temple sacred. And the people sometimes automatically do it anyway. They don't want to touch anybody, or they don't want to shake hands. They just kind of want to keep their distance. And they may already know about it intuitively, but they weren't really told why they're not doing that. So these calls are just a must for everybody. If you can get on the call, by all means, do it, you know, because it's that beneficial to you. And I've had people mention that they have lost their stomach area a little bit. Some people say they lost maybe a dress size or two because these alien octopus energies and different things are in you, and they actually take up space, and once they're released, all of a sudden your body shrinks, and you go, wow. And people actually feel them crawling around inside of them, and then they get released, and all of a sudden their body's at ease. So it's a very nice way. They attach to your body organs, cause problems. So, you know, it's a very detrimental thing. So, anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
And one of the parts of the Sunday intensives that I really enjoy are the specialty waters that they do on those particular calls for us, like the emotional water, the water that cleanses, you know, the emotions. The silver water, which is great for just clearing up any infections, like either in your mouth or in your body. Some of the different waters, like the life force energy water, which I think is the red energy. It's just so energizing, but not in a jittery, jarring way like caffeine can be, just in a really great supportive energy for the body. So any others that you want to mention, Ron, on that?
Yeah, the skin water people love because, see, as we're taking these things off of you, sometimes your skin becomes kind of itchy, or you may feel a presence of energies as they get left out. And this skin water is wonderful. And, you know, there's just so much that goes on these calls. So plus, being on these calls, you're automatically on the light ship in the quarantine rooms throughout the month for these calls. So, you know, you're being worked with continuously. So this is the nice thing about it, is that the light beings are not only with you during the eight-hour call, they're with you throughout the week. So, you know, this is it. If you're looking to have healing done, and you have some type of problem in your body, you don't know what it is, maybe you have something for a long, long time, maybe you're kind of slow, chronic fatigue, maybe you get dizzy, maybe you get tired very easily, well, these things are probably the reason why it could be that way. So by all means, come on these calls. So they can also constrict your heart, your lungs, and when we take them off of you, you know, you feel better. Like I said, check out the archives, BBS Archives, 113007. And 101008. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I'd like to read some of the testimonials that came in this week from the last month of healings. And here's one that is from someone on the East Coast that said, I could write 1,000 thanks and that would still not be enough. So I will just say thank you and I'll tell you what has happened and what is happening to me. The three Sundays and the Saturday afternoon healing all were incredible. For the past 6 years, my head, my neck, my shoulders, and my spine were just in pain, and my head being the worst, and it's been getting worse and more intense. It was almost like someone had taken a device from the Middle Ages and secured it around my head, and once in a while would pull on the levers and it would tighten. The light ship doctors have concentrated on my head, and after this last Sunday, the pain is mostly gone. Also, my spine was shifting to the left, and it's straight now. I'm able to get into my heart center easily. I am now sleeping. My eyesight has improved. I had floaters, and they are gone, and cataracts, which I still have some, but the intense pain is gone, just gone. I feel lighter and happier. So that's pretty incredible, you know, to have those kind of results in a month of those healings, you know, to have your spine shifting and straightening and all that pain gone. And so is that, Ron, related to those parasitic energies, or is that also because of the healings on the light ship that the light beings are doing in conjunction with those removals?
I would say probably about 90% of that would probably be from the quarantine room. Remember, these life forms come into us, like the octopus energy will actually wrap around a rib cage in our spine, and that can cause you to be a little twisted. Now, after the light ship, the light beings get rid of these alien parasitic life forms, these creatures, and they can be gigantic. Okay, once they're gone out of you, then they have to find the parts of you that are not in wholeness. So a lot of times these beings will come in because there's a space in you that is no longer of spiritual integrity. So the light ship, when you're in quarantine, will go out and look for the parts of you that got stolen and are in the darkness energies. And then they put it back together again as they find the parts of you. And then on the light ship, that's where they do the healing with you to integrate the parts of you that were missing. And this is why people don't heal, because you have spiritual parts of you in your blueprint, in your spirit blueprint, and in your physical blueprint that are not with you. And that's a good clue for everybody to take a note of that. Remember, you don't heal. One of the reasons, anyway, you don't heal is because you have parts of you missing. You may look whole and complete, but you don't know what your blueprint looks like. So the darkness has taken part of it. You will never get well until you have that part returned back to you. And that's the way it works. So the healings that we do, these eight-hour calls, like I said, are a must for everybody. And, you know, it's going to help you. I haven't had anybody come on or tell me that they've been on a call and they, you know, or at least through a month's time, that they haven't had any kind of results yet. Everybody normally comes back on them. Who have been on them previously, at least most of the people, because it works. And this is what's happening, is that you're able to hold more spiritual integrity. And the reason why we have this BBS program is because we are getting you more into your body with your spirit. Remember, your spirit is your healer. And if you're not home, who is? So if you have all these energetic parasites with you, then it's not you. And your spirit cannot heal you if it's not in your body. So you have to get these things out of you in order to have a healing, to have your spirit come more fully into you. This is why we say love comes walking in. Well, if only part of you has the availability to take your spirit, then where is your spirit? This is why I don't recommend astral traveling or anything like that, or any type of leaving your body, because once you do that, your body becomes vulnerable to these attacks, to entities that are earth-based, to alien parasites, alien life forms, and other things like this here. And the main thing is all under the umbrella of under mind control. So if you're not home, you're going to be controlled some way, especially by the planets. And we do a clearing to get rid of planets off of you, too. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a couple of healing requests on the fast chat. Yolanda asking for some healing for chronic insomnia.
Boy, let's see here. Okay, let's see what we can do here. So, again, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and you have to request your own healing. And so, do request right now. A lot of times, in fact, I'll just talk briefly here. I worked with a lady who had a problem, and this goes along with our paranormal show also, and also, the alien stuff. But she is, at the time, under attack. She felt these and saw these alien life forms attaching to her head, her crown chakra, her body, et cetera. So I was working with her. And lo and behold, I could get them away, then they'd come back. And after about an hour of this here, I thought, well, I better see what else is going on, because normally the healings that I do work pretty well and quickly. Well, what happened? She had a parallel life bleed through. So she was on parallel lifetimes, and she hasn't done that clearing yet. Now she's going to. But she was bringing these things into her body from parallel lifetimes. So naturally, you get rid of one of them here, and she's in parallel lives. They're coming through as coming into this life. Remember, these lifetimes can integrate with you completely. They can attach to you. And everything that's going on in those parallel lives become this lifetime also. So that's one of the more disconcerting things. Not that we have it bad enough with our genetics. We have the aliens, to be blunt, screwing with us on parallel lives. So, you have to get a clue of what's happening. So the parallel lifetime clearings on planet and off planet are a very nice thing to have to get rid of these things. And you may have much better sleep. And you probably will get out of the dream state. So here we go. Request your healing. Bring up the light beam. I'll count to 10 as it gets energized. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of request your healings now. Remember, it's up to you and the light beam, and we'll see what happens for you. Just stay heart-centered, and I'll put some music on just briefly here for about a half a minute so you can actually stay in your heart and kind of concentrate on your healing. Remember, it's up to you to request healing. The light always sees you perfect. So until you actually request a healing, they see you as 100% in pure divine perfection, because you're experiencing the reality that you want to experience. So where is our music here? Maybe we don't have any. Here we go.
So, Ron, just to clarify then, for the other people on the fast chat that are asking for healings, like we have Audrey in Australia asking for something for pancreas and so forth, so anyone can ask for whatever they need. It doesn't have to be just the one for the insomnia, right?
Yes, that is correct. And remember, this is just the healing that you might need might require a lot of time for this year. So remember, you have genetics. If you want to go further into healing, check out the show on 8/28 of last year, which is 09. And you can see why you probably aren't healing also. But do request your healing right now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so just remember, everyone, just to connect with your heart center, with the light being there for healing, not in your head. You can also, sometimes people like to put their palms out, just like they were doing with the dolphins on the light ship, and you can feel that energy coming right into you. And just request your healings and enjoy that energy. I think we started a little bit late, so we're going to stay on for a couple more minutes. And let's see, Ron, can you answer a question while people are doing this process?
Sure, yeah, that would be fine, yeah.
Okay, great. So we have a couple of questions. One is from Brett, and he's asking about the quarantine room on those specialty healings, and he's wondering, are they able to turn the darkness into light energy that's in us, or are those parts of us lost forever?
Okay, the parts that are missing in you that have been taken by the darkness, and remember, this could have been a long time ago. It could be parts of your genetics that's missing that never gets energized. So are they able to find those? They will look for them now, yes. Will they find them? I don't know. Every 2,000 years, they look for parts of you. Remember, if you went to a dark side practitioner or you had some people that didn't like you and did hexes and spells on you, and which is using dark side energy of the mind. Remember, the aliens control the mind energy. That's why we're in this state of affairs that we're in on this planet, because of the alien life forms that are here interfering with us. So if for some reason the aliens took parts of you 50,000 years ago, then chances are, if you haven't been found right now, maybe they'll find you and the parts of you that's being missing. And then if they do find parts of you, then they'll put you back together again, kind of like Humpty Dumpty, okay? If not, they may look around, or they will look for you always, at ascension time. But, we're talking about the now, right now. So you want to have your healings now and not put them off for the future. Because at the future time, when ascension time comes, you're not going to know what's happening because you will not exist. Remember, at ascension time, everything of the light gets turned off. And the light ship, which is doing the ascension, the creation light ship, we'll look for the parts of it that's missing. Remember, it's light, you're light, and you're a piece of it. But parts of itself, which is a part of you, is missing, and it will look for it. So if they do find a part of you, then, yeah, it will come back to you, and then your spirit can join maybe that little piece of a couple cells, maybe in your finger or something, or wherever that the body part is, or pieces, or cells. And also your spirit energy. So two things happen. Your spirit gets, we'll say, abducted, and so does your body. And this is the most disconcerting thing of what the aliens are doing to you and all of us here. But aside from that, yeah, you are being put back together again during these calls. And this is why people don't heal. So I guess we'll be closing off here. So I'll be in New York in a few weeks. New Life Expo in Manhattan at the New Yorker Hotel. You can look it up on the internet. It'll be the last weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of next month. And by all means, come on the call tomorrow. It'll change your life. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next BBS program will be this Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific. Good night, everybody.
Blessings, everyone, and good night.
Good night.